But there was a driver, a man aged, I couldn't tell his age, maybe 40. He was wearing a straw cowboy hat and a t-shirt, an odd combination. See, cowboys, your real working cowboys, wear long sleeve shirts, never t-shirts. There are reasons for that, but we're in the middle of a Code 3 and I don't have time to go into them now. Oh, maybe we can pause for just a minute. Cowboys wear long sleeve shirts to protect themselves from sun and biting insects. Men who wear t-shirts usually aren't ranch cowboys. Okay, back to the unidentified vehicle. We swooped in on it, Drover and I did, and within seconds we had it surrounded. I gave the order to initiate warning barks. When the pickup didn't screech to a halt, we shifted into the next stage, which we call, "You'd better stop that thing right now." It's a more serious kind of barking, don't you see? And a lot of times the driver of the vehicle will slam on his brakes and step out of the cab with his hands in the air. No kidding. But that's not what this guy did. He kept driving, just ignored us, kept going and left us in a cloud of dust. Caliche dust, very fine and powdery because of the dryness of the weather. And I didn't appreciate having to breathe it. Already I wasn't liking this guy, and then I noticed a couple of clues that made me like him even less. First off, he had two fishing poles hanging out the window on the passenger side, an indication that he might be a poached fisherman. A fishing poacherman. A poaching fisherman. A poacher, a trespasser. The kind of guy who slips onto a ranch and fishes without the permission of the owners. I don't like them. They have no respect for private property. They come in without permission, catch fish, and leave their garbage behind. Candy wrappers, beer cans, soda pop bottles, and we have to clean up the mess. So right away, I had three or four good reasons for disliking this guy, and after choking on his dust for several seconds, I sprang back into action and chased him all the way to Slim's little shack of a barn. Drover fell in behind me and added a few yips. It must have worked. The trespasser pulled up beside Slim's pickup and stopped. I quit barking and waited to see what would happen. Slim slouched against the pickup and stuck out his hand. "Well, I'll be darned. Joe McCall, I haven't seen you in a while." They shook hands. "It was at a team roping in Higgins, wasn't it?" "That's right. Me and Loper were looking at the prize money right up to the last go-round.